In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus is always shifting things into reverse. He's the backwards moving God. He takes things the way they are and makes them the way they should be by transforming them into what was, only better. He is the second Adam, come to make you like the first man, only better. He creates the heavenly Jerusalem for you, a Jerusalem that is like the Garden of Eden, only better. He is the sacrifice to end all sacrifices, like the Passover lamb, only better. So Isaiah preaches from his prophetic pulpit. For his spirit-filled eye sees a mountain jacked up so high, it makes Everest a mere pipsqueak peak. Every other mountain and hill must salute its elevation. Rivers of nations stream upward to this heaven-scraping peak. Yes, rivers in reverse. Take that, Mr. Newton. No gravitational pull can put the brakes on this motion. Splishing and splashing skyward, they flow up to the peak. These, at the peak, their swords crafted to plow open flesh are hammered into plowshares that open the earth for seed, food, and life. Warriors there become farmers. Spears there become pruning hooks. Everything is running in reverse. Our Lord regenesises the world. Nothing stays the same. For the Creator has come in the flesh to make all things new for you. So it is in Advent, He comes. He advents to make all things dead alive again. And the world to which He comes stands in dire need of His arrival. It is in fact dead on His arrival. An ugly place it is, for we are an ugly race. Oh, sure, we've tried to put makeup over it, but such vanity is truly in vain. The face of the world is pockmarked with graves. We can't perfume away the stench of death that wafts through our air. When you were born, my friend, you too were dead. You took your first tottering step toward the tomb the moment you were conceived. Most hours of most days we live in a delusional world of make-believe. We pretend that all this isn't so. We pretend to act from pure motives, and pure they are, purely self-serving, or at best, a motley mixture of good, bad, and worse. We pretend honesty, but in truth we twist our stories, exaggerate our innocence, and impute false motives to others. We even begin to believe the lies. We tell them so often. Our ears grin at the gossip whispered into them. Our adulterous hearts have triple X ratings. Why, we make it easy on the devils. No demonic student ever falls below an A+ in his class on temptation. It does no good to deny this. That would be like a drunk driver who reeks of alcohol and can't even speak intelligibly, trying to convince the police officer that he hasn't had a drink. Yeah, right. It does no good to deny it. But to confess it, to say what is true about yourself, as scary as that is, that, my friends, that does good. It does the good of repentance. The good of living up to the death within us and finding in another's death, life everlasting. Because the truth is, it is for you, you who were once dead, that Jesus lived His life. Advent is His present to you, wrapped in the living colors of His skin, flesh, bones, and blood. He comes running to those who cannot even begin to crawl to Him. He comes to you and puts everything bad about you in reverse. From guilt to forgiveness, from lies to truth, from death and shame to life in His name. He is the backwards God. And He's ready, willing, and able to take you back to a place you've never been before. The place of perfection and innocence. In fact, He's already accomplished it. It's a done deal. A deal done for you. Isaiah prophesied, "It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains." This is God's turf, the place where He is found, that peak of peaks. It is the mountain called Zion, the city of the living God. It is the mountain, my friends, named the church. For when the Creator is lifted up to hang by bleeding and dying between heaven and earth, there He lifted up the one holy Christian and apostolic mountain, the church. A new and better Zion was formed from the raw materials of His flesh and blood. By His living, bleeding, rising, and ascending, He created the high hill where death and sin are no more. And of this Zion, this is the good news. Of this Zion, you, my friends, are welcomed into citizenship. On this mountain is your home. Adam and Eve were blotted out and booted out of paradise. But you are pulled back in by the new Adam, back up to the Eden that has now become one with Zion. Eden, Zion, Zion, Eden, all are one in Christ Jesus. Here He is, and here you are. Near Zion of old was the temple where God dwelt amidst His children. But on this new Zion, there is no temple of wood and stone, but only a temple of skin, blood, bones, hands, and feet. For the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. Our temple is not a building, but the babe suckling at the virgin's breasts. Into that temple you have entered, washed therein by the baptismal stream. All the nations flow up to this mountain, says Isaiah, for they are carried there on the river of salvation. Through the door of the font you flowed into Christ's flesh. And in that body of the Son of God, you are cleansed. Here, my friends, is not make-believe, but reality. Here is not ugliness, but beauty. All the hideousness of your sin vanishes. You are lovely in the eyes of the Father. Gone are lies, and here, in Zion, is truth. The truth that God's heart is fixed on you, that He wants you, that you are the apple of His eye. Until the last trumpet sounds, men with blood in their eyes will haunt this world. Bombs will explode, bullets will penetrate, swords will slash, blood will be spilt. Peace will remain the unattainable ideal. But, my friends, there is a peace which exists in this world, although it is not of this world. The peace of your home. The peace of Zion. There is the peace that passes understanding because it stands under the banner of the crucifix. There is the peace that brings about the reconciliation between God and man. Within the flesh of God's Son, conflict ceases. God's fiery wrath is doused by holy blood. God is one with man. Jew is one with Gentile. All are unified in Christ. Oh yes, Christ Jesus shifts everything into reverse. The paradise of Mount Eden is regained on Mount Zion, only better. We who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We who lived in the lowlands of darkness and the dunghills of death ascend the mountain to walk in the light of the Lord. For we are no longer strangers and aliens, but as St. Paul says, fellow citizens with the saints and members of Mount Zion, the household of God. Our sin is traded in for righteousness. Our guilt is replaced by peace of heart. Our mortality is swallowed up by immortality. For all this, my friends, Jesus came. He advented, and He still comes. He still advents. All this He did because He wanted you. And now He has you. Never ever will He let you go. Welcome to the mountain called Zion, the church of the firstborn, where the names of its citizens, your names, are written with the ink of Christ's blood in the Lamb's book of life. You have nothing to fear, for heaven is already your home. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.